بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد يقول الرب تبارك وتعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is al-Khaliq, the creator and the sustainer, the one who's giving us the opportunity that alhamdulillah, up to this time, we are still breathing. This is a ni'mah and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we can come close so that we can benefit also. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties which He has blessed on us, because me and you, we should look at ourselves as among the very lucky people. Some of our brothers, sisters who are with us last Ramadan. But this Ramadan, they are not around anymore. Alhamdulillah, me and you, Allah gave us the chance, opportunity to be around in this Ramadan. We don't know when next Ramadan comes, if we'll be around. We don't know. Because there is still 11 months to come. So we don't know. So we must do more good, more a'mal salih, as much as we can. Because we don't know if we are going to reach next Ramadan. And talking about a'mal saliha, good actions, one of the main ones is Quran. Reading Quran, understanding Quran, learning Quran, teaching Quran. There is more we can get from Quran. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a hadith, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidun." I mean, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best of you is the one or are those who learn the Quran. But also they teach it to others. وَعَلَّمَهُ, and they teach the Quran. So one is a person should learn Quran, how to read. He should try and learn understanding Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in Quran. Because a person cannot just learn by himself, opening the Quran, because I know how to read Arabic, I can read Quran. No, Quran doesn't work like that. Because Quran, it has rules. That's why you'll be hearing, you know, from the ulama or from the Qurra, that you must read Quran with tajweed. Jawwada yujawwid. You must read the Quran with tajweed. Means we should read the Quran in the correct manner. We should read Quran the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the Quran to Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the way Jibreel read the Quran to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the way the Sahaba, they taught the Quran to Tabi'in, so on. That's how we should also read the Quran. By doing like that, we'll be getting the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us by reading Quran. We'll be getting all the benefits because we are reading the correct way which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And that's how a person can get benefit from it, by reading it in the correct manner. One of the scholars of Tajweed, He mentioned this in his book. He say, وَالْأَخْذُ بِالتَّجْوِيدِ حَتْمٌ لَازِمٌ مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمٌ لِأَنَّهُ بِهِ الْإِلَهُ أَنْزَلَ وَهَكَذَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْنَا وَصَلَ. That to read Quran in the correct manner is حَتْمٌ لَازِمٌ. It is something that we should do it. It's not optional. That no, I can just open and read like the way I'm reading Arabic magazine or Arabic books. You know? No. It's something that we should do it. It's lazimun. Hatmun and lazimun. He used two words, and both words, they have same meaning. To put emphasis on the tajweed. That you should do it. We should read Quran with tajweed. And then, مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمٌ. A person who does not read Quran with tajweed, you can become a sinner even. It could lead to become a sinner by reading Quran without tajweed. How do you become a sinner? Because sometimes through the mistakes which you will do, you could lead to change the meaning of what you are reading. Quran is full of meaning, is meaningful. But by doing some mistake, it could lead to read something which is meaningless. By doing some of those mistakes, it could lead to read something which is meaningless. Because you change something, and you'll be reading something which has no meaning. But we all know Quran, it has meaning, it's full of meaning. Except some of the words which Allah wanted to be like that, we leave them like that. But normally, Quran, it has meaning, full of meaning. But a person, he can do small mistake and it could lead to changing of the meaning, or it could lead to no meaning. So that's why you say, مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّدِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمٌ. A person who does not read Quran is an athim. One is you are doing something wrong. That's why we should always look forward on going to ulama and learn how to read Quran. Going to huffaz, going to asatidha. We shouldn't expect that we will be able to learn the Quran by ourselves. By me opening the book and I can just read the way I want. No. It's something that you should go to a scholar and sit by him. And read to him. And he must confirm that no, your recitation is good. Your Surah Fatiha is good. Your Surah Nas is good. Otherwise, there's doubt. That you know your Quran or you don't know, there's a doubt. So it is something that we should do it. Learn or read the Quran with tajweed. And then he continued to say, لِأَنَّهُ بِهِ الْإِلَهُ أَنْزَلَ. That Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why we should read Quran with tajweed? Because Allah revealed the Quran with tajweed. When Quran was revealed from Allah to Jibreel, Jibreel to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was recited with tajweed. In the correct manner. So why today we change it? If Jibreel read the Quran to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with tajweed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with tajweed in the correct manner, why we don't read with tajweed? It means we'll be reading different Quran from which Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read. And then he say, وَهَكَذَا مِنْهُ إِلَيْنَا وَصَلَى. And the same way from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he read the Quran to us with tajweed. Means when he taught the sahabas to tabi'in, tabi'in to tabi'in, it was with tajweed in the correct manner. So same thing, me and you, we should always try to read Quran in the correct manner. And the only way to know that I'm reading my Quran in the correct way is to see it by an alim, an expert, and he should confirm that, mashallah, your Surah Fatiha is okay. Otherwise, you'll be doing mistakes and not knowing that you are doing mistakes. and which is very dangerous. Because when it comes to reading Quran, you get there is a makharij, there is a sifat, there is a way this letter you should pronounce it in this way. The ulama, they'll tell you that this letter mustn't be this way. Some letters, they are very close to one another. There is a similarities in pronunciation, but they are not same. Like you get Alif and Ain. The names, they are different. But when you put Zabar, Zer, Pesh on it, they sound almost the same. Here you have A, and here you have A. A, A. Very close. You have Tha, you have Vo. Vo, Tha. You have Sa, you have So. They are very close. So for a normal person, he might not know the differences. But when you sit, you know, by alim, a scholar, he will explain to you that this place you must pronounce this way. This ayat must be pronounced in this way. And normally, even when people, we read usually, there is so many mistakes that we do, and we don't even recognize that we are making mistakes. There's so many mistakes. But unfortunately, because we didn't go to a scholar, an alim, we cannot know that we are making mistakes. It's hard. It will be hard for us to know that I'm making a mistake. For example, a person will be reading Surah Fatiha. And then the first ayat of Surah Fatiha is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. But you will hear a person reading Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is one mistake. A second mistake, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is also mistake. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Another mistake. So in one place, a person can make even more than three mistakes, just in this one ayat. But when you see it in front of alim, he will explain to you that you must correct this part, this part, this part. And this is the reason, that's why they put this program, which will be happening every day, inshallah, around 11 to half past 11, or to quarter to 12, to talk about the recitation of Quran and to correct some of the mistakes which we usually do when we read Quran. We can't cover everything, but we'll try our best to touch the very important parts. Because we should read Quran with tajweed. And that's how we get even the reward. Because if you don't read Quran the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam read, how do you expect to get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You don't perform salah the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us, how do you expect your salah to be accepted? For you to get the complete reward which Allah promised, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in hadith, then you should do it according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught it. We should do it according to how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught. Otherwise, we can't get the reward which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam promised or Allah promised. So it should be done in the correct manner. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he mentioned in a hadith. He say, "Man qara'a harfan min kitabillah falahu bihi ashara hasanat." وَالْعَشْرَةُ فَلَهُ بِهِ حَسَنًا وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا لَا أَقُولُ أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ حَرْفٌ وَلَكِنْ أَلِيفٌ حَرْفٌ وَلَامٌ حَرْفٌ وَمِيمٌ حَرْفٌ. But the person who reads the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one letter from Quran, you get hasana. It's counted as a one good deed. وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرْ أَمْثَالِهَا. And this one is equal to 10. That is just by reading one letter from Quran. You get 10 rewards. And then he explained just the same way when a person read Alif Lam Mim. It's three letters. So he say, I don't mean this all is one thing. That Alif Lam Mim. By doing this or by reading this, you get 10 rewards. No. Alif and Harf. Alif is a different letter. Lam is a different letter. And Mim is a different letter. So for each letter, you get 10 rewards. So by reading Alif Lam Mim, you get 30 rewards already. Imagine you read Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. How many letters are there? Qaf, Lam, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Ha, Wow. Alif, Ha, Dal. So many letters. And each of them, you get 10 rewards. But that is if we read it in the correct manner. So it's something that we must always put in our head, and we must put some importance in it. That inshallah, from our local masjids, we will go to ulama and try our best to learn. We are not saying that you must become a hafiz, you know, you must memorize 10 paras. No. Just the important surahs at least. Maybe the whole para amma, you know, surah Fatiha. Or at least you see most of the time when we go in jamaat, there is a special time we make halkas for reading surahs to correct the mistakes in surahs. Now a person who will go 3 days, 40 days, sometimes it's not enough to correct all your mistakes. But when we go to our local masjids, we go to ulama and make some time to learn from them. So inshallah we'll go at least today, we'll read the 3 verses from Surah Fatiha or 4 and see some of the very common mistakes which we usually do when we read this surah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So one is, the very important part is the differences in pronunciation of the letters. That is a very big mistake which so many of us, or most of us, we do. Differences in the pronunciation of the letters. So usually there is a letter called Ha. And there's another one, which is Ha. One is very light and soft. Another one is thick, is heavy. So one is Ha. Ha. Very soft. And clean. And the other one is Ha. You can hear that bass in it. Ha. 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 So one of the very common mistakes we do in Surah Fatiha is Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Some brothers do it like this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Which is wrong. In the Quran is what? Is Ha. Now if you read Alhamdu, it means you are changing, you are taking out that Ha and you are putting Ha. Which is completely wrong because you are changing letter. So that is one very common mistake. So Alhamdu, Al-Ha, Al-Ha, Alhamdulillahi. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Second mistake, and this is a very, very common, even some of those which are so-called learned, they can do this mistake also. Where is the mistake? رب العالمين. رب العالمين. After ba, the next letter is what? Rabbil. Rabbil Lam, right? Rabbil. Of course, there's Alif there, but in reading is Lam. Rabbil. Now, that Lam on top of Lam is what? Jazam. Sakin. So it should be Rabbil'a. Rabbil'a. But sometimes when we read, how we read it? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alami. Rabbila. Only if you pay attention, you can catch the mistake. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الحمد لله رب العالمين. It's very hidden mistake. So it's like you are putting zabar, you are putting fatha on lam. You are saying rabbila, rabbila alameen. So a person can even read with very beautiful voice, but the mistake, this mistake, it can be there. الحمد لله رب العالمين. So that is wrong. Instead of reading jazm, instead of reading sakin, what you reading? You're reading zabar, you are putting fatha. So you are changing what is in the Quran. A third mistake in the same ayat is ayn. Ayn is a very tricky and very hard to pronounce. So some people, they just make it easy to say ah. Instead of ah, they say ah. So the letter is ah, or ee, or oo, not ah. So it's not alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's not alameen. When you read alameen, you are changing that letter. Instead of ayn, you are reading what? Hamza. So it's not Rabbil Alameen. It's Rabbil Alameen. So those are very common mistakes which are found in the first verse of Surah Fatiha. So one is the Ha. Another one is Rabbil. Rabbil. The connection between Ba and Lam. And the third mistake is pronunciation of Ayn. It should be correct. Now, some of these things, we can find them very hard. Like, how will I be able to pronounce Ayn? It's very hard. No, with practice and with effort behind it, it will come, inshallah. You just need to do some effort on it and make some time. Go to ulama. They will make, inshallah, Allah will make it easy through the effort. So, the correct way is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The second verse, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. In Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, one very common mistake is the pronunciation of Ha. Again, we mentioned it already in in the first verse in Alhamdu. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Some people will be reading this way, which is also wrong because you are changing. Instead of Ha, you are reading Ha. Ar-Rahman. It should be clean. Ha. Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rah. Ar-Rah. The sound of Ha is like a duck. It makes that sound. So Ar-Rah, Ar-Rah. The A must be flowing. Ar-Rah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That is one common mistake. Another very common mistake is Ra. In Tajweed or in the books of Tajweed, they will tell us Ra is Mufakham. When it has Fatha, when it has zabar on top, is pronounced with tafkhim. And when it has also pesh on top, and dhamma, is also pronounced with tafkhim, mufakham. So when ra got zabar on top, anytime you see ra with zabar, fatha, or anytime you see ra with dhamma, pesh, then you must always remember is pronounced with tafkhim. What is tafkhim? Tafkhim is when you pronounce a letter with full mouth. So in Arabic, there are some letters which we pronounce them full mouth, and there are some letters we pronounce them empty mouth. Some are mufakham, some are muraqqab. With tafkhim and with tarqiq. So this is also something that we must remember. Some letters are of full mouth, and some they are empty mouth letters. There's two groups. We'll take see some examples. For example, a letter ra. You can see ra. You can see from the mouth that there is some air inside ra, and it's not ra. It's not ra. It's what? Ra. Ru. You can see the. You have to create some space in your mouth. It must be full mouth. Ru, ra, and not ra. It's not ar-Rahman, ar-Ra. It's not ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is wrong. Because you are pronouncing ra, which has a fatha, which has a zabar on top. You are pronouncing it with tarqiq, muraqqaq. And that is wrong. The only time you read ra with empty mouth is when it has zair, kasra. But any time you see ra with dhamma, pesh, or you see ra with fatha, zabar, then you must pronounce it with full mouth. So there are some letters which we pronounce them full mouth, some they are empty mouth. For example, ta. Ta is a full mouth letter. Qaf is a full mouth. You can see when you pronounce it, you can even see the sound. Qa, qaf. See, one is ka. Kaf, one is qaf. When you put zabar on both of them, when you put fatha on both of them, how do you pronounce? One is ka, one is ka. Ka, ka. See the word ka. The mouth is all open. Ka, kaf, ka, ka. And the other one is full mouth. Ka, ka. So there's a difference. One is empty mouth, one is full mouth. So this is also something very important when it comes to reading Quran with tajweed. Another example is we usually pronounce a bod. Bod, and here is dhal. When you put fatha on both of them, one is ba. Ba, the other one is dha. Dhal. The letter dhal, when you put fatha on top, when you put zabar, how do you pronounce it? Dha. Dhal fatha dha. Dhal zabar dha. But bod zabar ba. Ba is a full mouth. You can see ba, ba. You can see even from the cheeks. Ba, ba, ba. Bod. So one is full mouth, the other one is empty mouth. So this is also something we must always put in our mind. So ar-Rahmani, ar-Ra, ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim is not ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. If you read ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim, is wrong. And then we go to the third ayat, which is Maliki Yawmiddin. Here we find one very common mistake is Maliki Yawmiddin. Maliki Yawmi. Yawmi. Yo. Maliki Yawmiddin. You'll hear it written like that. Maliki Yawmi. Instead of Yawmi, Yaw, you say Yawmi. That Ya, you are making it Yo. And in Arabic, there is no O. In Arabic, there is no O. In Arabic, it's only A, E, U. In English, we have what? A, E, E, O, U. Right? A, E, E, O, U. But in Arabic, it's only three. A, E, U. So when you say yo, yomi, it means you're putting that O. And there is no O in Arabic. It's only fatha, kasra, dhamma, zabar, zair, pesh. So, Maliki Yawmiddin is wrong. Maliki Yawmi, Maliki Yawmiddin. Sometimes it can be even with beautiful voice, but there's a mistake. So it must be Yaw, 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 Maliki Yaw, Yawmi. That zabar must be very clear. That fatha must be very clear. Ya, ya. Ya, wow, zabar, yaw. مالك يوم الدين. So that is also one of the very, very common mistakes you'll hear from people. Inshallah, should we do one more ayat? One more ayat, inshallah. Iyyaka na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. In this ayat, one very common mistake is at the beginning. You'll hear people reading, Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Now when you read that way, you are actually changing the whole meaning of the verse. You are changing the meaning of the ayat. Normally, the very common meaning we hear is Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Means, you only Allah, we worship. Wa iyaka nasta'in. And only you Allah, we ask help. Iyaka. That is the meaning. It's only you Allah. But when you say iyaka, when you remove that shadda, that tashdeed, you know that what you call, that making it hard, iyya. When you remove that, when you make it soft, iyaka, then the whole meaning changes. I was looking in one of the Arabic dictionaries. They say the meaning of iyya is shams, waw'u shams. Ya means dawu shams, the sunlight. The meaning of ya is sunlight. So basically, you are telling the sunlight or the sun that, oh sunlight, you we worship. And oh sunlight, you we ask help. Just look at the original meaning and look at this meaning. How far a person can go out of the meaning. Just by small mistake. Removing that tashdeed, that shadda. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Completely out of the way. So it's something that also, which is very common, you hear people, they do this mistake. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. And that is not the correct way. So you might... We should try to put that shadda, that tashdeed on it. Iyaka. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka na'budu wa iyya. So that shadda, tashdeed, making it a little bit hard is very important. And we should always try our best to do it, inshallah. So those are the very common mistake which for today, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll see the rest of Surah Fatiha, and we'll see some surahs, inshallah, on what kind of mistakes we'll do. And any question that we have, we can always try, inshallah, to help one another. We can ask, and we'll see how we can help one another, because we are in i'tikaf. We should try our best to take benefit as much as we can, inshallah, so that we spend these few days in the correct manner. And we can get benefits, a lot of benefit, because we left so many things, so many activities out there, which we had to do. But alhamdulillah, we're spending our time here in the house of Allah, for the sake of Allah. So we must try our best to benefit, inshallah. So inshallah, same time tomorrow, we'll continue where we stopped. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on this, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Any question? Okay. We'll repeat again all the four verses which we did.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
it again.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin.
That calf of Malik, sometimes a person can read it with sakin, can sometimes a person can put jazam. Malik yaumi. Malik yaumi. Malik yaumi din. That is also a mistake there. I forgot to mention it. So you see, maliki. There's kasra on kaf. Zer. There's zer. Maliki yaumi.
Malik yaumi din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
Again, also in this verse, the ayns. A person must be very careful with the ayns. Sometimes you can read iyyaka na'budu. Iyyaka na'budu. Na'budu. Na'budu is wrong. Supposed to be na'budu, not na'budu. Again, wa iyyaka nasta'in, nasta'in, and it's not nasta'in. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, that is wrong. Nasta'in, ay, nasta'in.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
Inshallah, we'll stop there. Ji. Salah time. So the brother is asking that usually when you read out of Salah, normally you read loud and you'll be able to hear your voice. You will know that I'm making mistake or I'm not making mistake. But in Salah is more of silent and very low voice. So you can't hear that you're making mistake or not. So one is we should use the out of Salah time to practice our recitation, to perfect our recitation when we are out of Salah normally. So by, if we know we are, what you call, our recitation is good out of Salah, when we are practicing normally, then we're not going to have that fear and doubt when you are in Salah, because you already know that I can read properly, I have already practiced, you know, before, so alhamdulillah I can read. So when you are in Salah now, you are reading with low voice or silent, you don't have to worry anymore, because you know alhamdulillah I can read it, you know, properly. Yeah. In all of them. In hadith is mentioned 7. In hadith, which comes in Muslim Sharif, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he say? Unzil al-Qur'an ala sab'at ahruf. Those 7 different ways of recitation, all of them, Jibreel, he read them to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. Yes. Actually, is more, because even among the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you'll find in some narration, 2 Sahabas, they will have that little bit of argument. That one Sahaba is reading exactly same ayat different way, and the other Sahaba will be reading different way. And both of them, they'll be claiming or saying that I was taught this by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's the same verse, but they are reading in a different way. And they will go back, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will confirm with them that both of these are correct ways. And this is more of, you know, like usually in English, we have this accents. The British people, they will be talking, they will be saying the same different word in a different way. When you come to South Africans, they will say the same word in a different way. And you go to Jamaica, they have their English and they will say it in a different way. When you go to Nigeria, they will say... So it's more of different, the accent of Arab, you know, the Arab people. So it was to make it easy for different what you call different places of different people. That's why it was revealed in all these seven different ways, so that everybody can be reading it in a very easy way. Even nowadays, usually we read the riwayah of Imam Hafs. But if you go to North Africa, the countries like Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, they use Warsh. Some of them, they will use Warsh and Susi. You go to Mauritania, you hear people reading in riwayat Warsh. So for us, that will sound strange. And for some of them, the way we read will sound strange, like, oh. So these are all correct, and they all, Jibreel alayhi salam, he read them to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallam, he also taught them to Ashab Kiram, radiallahu anhu. Inshallah. Tomorrow, same time, may Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.